Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey is brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
Hello and welcome to another season of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. I'm Clark Ramsey and this is the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. Leading up to the season kickoff, Thursday the 29th, we'll be discussing all things high school football. We'll be interviewing area coaches and, of course, making myself look like a fool with my shooting-from-the-hip predictions. Today and tomorrow here, we'll be reviewing last season's Pride and Perils through the sounds of the calls, leading up to a two teams bringing home the state championship to the Thumb of Michigan. That's all coming up on the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Here's why your friends and neighbors are driving to More Motors. We have the largest selection in the Thumb of the Ford Fiesta, over 40 miles per gallon, starting at just $13,995. And see More Motor Sales for the largest selection of the F-Series truck, the best-selling truck for over 36 years, with huge rebates and dealer discounts. That's why your friends and neighbors are driving to More Motor Sales, M81 just west of Carroll.
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. As promised, today we are going through the regular season of 2012 to refresh everyone's mind and to build your appetite for a gridiron buffet coming up in just a short time. Last year, the season started 2 weeks before Labor Day, and in the game of the week on week one of WLEW Sports, Ubley traveled to USA in a cross-GTC matchup. When the final bell tolled, only 10 yards separated the two teams in overall yardage, and USA held off Ubley's last surge that took them deep into the USA red zone, but scrambling quarterback Nick Sweeney's efforts fell just short. USA 22, Ubley 18. In other games, no real close games anywhere, but the big news coming out of Bad Axe was that Harbor Beach running back and star linebacker Sloan Klasky went down with a knee injury and his return was indefinite at the time. He ended up on the DL for the next 13 weeks and did not play again with a torn ACL. Cass City lost 16-0 to Brown City, Lakers lost to Carrollton 35-7, and Harbor Beach took out Bad Axe 51-0. Week 2, our coverage took us to the friendly confines of Cass City as the Lakers rolled into town. Cass City put onto the track two workhorses that both surpassed the century mark. Brandon Ricker ran for 138 yards on only 13 carries, and Braden Perzanowski blasted for 118 in a mere 12 carries. Lakers only had one horse on the field, Terrence Dubes. He carried the ball 17 times for 136, where the difference maker came down to quarterback Nick Post for the Lakers, being able to air out the ball in the second half, going 8 for 10 for 86 yards. After a last-effort surge by Cass City, Lakers hung on 22-20. Harbor Beach had to come from behind to beat Sandusky on the road 22-18. Bad Axe lost to Vassar 31-0. USA lost Montrose Hill McCloy 51-14. Now on to after Labor Day football. Week 3, September 7th. Memphis traveled by bus to Ubley, and they should have just stayed on it. Ubley racked up 445 yards and had an answer for everything Memphis threw at them. And not even a 45-minute weather delay could hold down the Bearcats, which makes for some rather interesting broadcasts when play-by-play duties resort to explaining rain in the fall season.
Riding the storm out here in Ubley, indeed. We haven't seen lightning in 9 minutes
The glass is half full, or at least the water gauge is half full this far. It's really coming down here now in Ubley. Well, folks, it's time for a little education here from your Uncle Clark. Well, we got the all clear sign, folks. Both teams are back out of the field. They're stretching. They're trying to stay loose. And they're not staying dry by any means. Everyone out there, everyone's dancing out there like it's Mardi Gras. You know, the ones who are surviving out there. They say, you know what, forget the coats, forget the rain jackets, forget the umbrellas. It's them against Mother Nature. And I think Mother Nature's going to win. After the lightning delay, Ubley opened up its flood doors and put on a great exclamation point to end the game. Trips right. Hagman rolls to his right. Ubley coming with the blitz. Hagman gets it across, and it's interception. Interception to end the game.
Number 10.
Kyle Rumzik. The 5'10" junior gets in the books with an interception to close out the game. And that's our final score in a wet, windy, and saturated one. Ubley pulls her out in the second half and wins by 32. It's Ubley 52, Memphis 20. In other Week 3 action, Harbor Beach lost to Menominee and Gaylord 46-25. Bad Axe lost to Reese 36-0. Lakers lost to Vassar 22-6. And USA took out Bay City All Saints 46-0. And Cass City beat Sandusky 22-14. September 21st, week number 4, WLIW Sports traveled to Cass City once again, and so did the Hatchets of Bad Axe. Cass City really started to hit their stride, and this is what it sounded like. Cass City offense back on the field, 1st and 10, minute 5 left. Hartle back to pass, and he has the wide open number 88, Curtis Dickinson at the 10-yard line, and he trots in. That is a 44-yard pass and a touchdown, Cass City. It only takes one play to do it, and they do so. With 59 seconds before halftime, it's now Cass City 28, Bad Axe nothing. In the second half, Bad Axe started to rally and got on the board. They hand it off to 23, Jared Emmerich, who has room to run. He's back to the line of scrimmage. He's in midfield. He has one man to beat. He's to the 30-yard line of Cass City, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he is in for the score. Hold on a second. Touchdown, Bad Axe. The first touchdown of the year for Bad Axe. It's a long 67-yard carry from number 23, Jared Emmerich. And the Bad Axe Hatchets are on the board for the first time this year. The score is now Cass City 30, Bad Axe 6. But it was a little too much to overcome. Final score, Cass City 50, Bad Axe 20. Other scores that night, USA beat Lakers in a nail-biter 22-20. Ubley beat Sandusky 36-6 as Nick Sweeney emerged as a leader for the Bearcats at quarterback. And Harbor Beach cleaned out Memphis 53-0.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 9 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza begins with the very best. Dough made fresh each day. 100% fresh shredded cheese. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza features 8 crispy corner slices that deliver a delicious crunch in every bite. Little Caesar's new deep, deep dish pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. for just $8.
From Little Caesars Pizza with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon Harbor Beach, Cass City, Caro, and Vassar.
Hi, this is Mark Brown, owner of Little Caesars Pizza. We offer hot specials every day. We're always ready to serve you at Little Caesars Pizza.
September 28th, week number 5 of high school football, fall weather started to move into place. The jackets were pulled out, that left glove had to be searched for, and the gridiron was starting to heat up. Lakers at Harbor Beach, after losing to Menominee in week number 3, Harbor Beach realized they could win without injured Sloan Klasky, and the Lakers are firm believers in that as well. The Pirates stacked up 356 yards against the Lakers. Quarterback Eli Kraft was 7-for-7 in passing and also ran for 92 yards. Kicker Nick Hessling was 8-for-8 in extra points, setting a school record. But it was a night where nothing could go right for the green and white. First and 10, Nick Post left to right across your radio when the white jerseys hands this one off to KD around the right end. And he has a first down and then some out to the 20-yard line, breaks free, and he has nothing but green in front of him. Touchdown, Lakers. Number 26, Dustin KD finds himself in the end zone on a 37-yard score, but there's a flag and a hold against Lakers back at the line of scrimmage. Scrub that last play from your memory, and we're moving back the ball, going from a 6-yard score to or 6-point score to a loss of 10 on the play.
Oh, the dreaded yellow flag, Clark. One of them things where it just can't buy a break tonight, no matter what.
Final score, 56-0, Harbor Beach. The Pirate defense gave up a mere 47 yards the entire night. Other scores from week number 5 had Bad Axe victorious for the first time of the season over Bay City All Saints, 30-12, Ubley over Marlette, 24-14, and Cassidy upsets USA, 16-0. Week number 6 of high school football found us back in Bad Axe on a mild fall night as USA came to town for homecoming. Bad Axe was coming off a victory over Bay City All Saints, and running back Jared Emmerich was starting to emerge as a true threat for the Hatchets. But Jason Beagle and the USA program was ready for him and limited Emmerich to 63 yards on 13 carries for an average of a little over 3 yards a carry. There's the snap. It's fumbled. Beachy picks it back up and has Dan Rick wide open at the 35-yard line. Catches it. He's to the 15. He's to the 5. And he is into the end zone. Dan Rick with the catch and into the end zone on the run. Just like that. And USA touchdown one more time.
The ball hit the turf, and everybody froze except two people, Beachy and Rick. Rick just kept running his route, and Beachy picked it up, and that's all he could see was big number 88 out there. That guy moves for a big guy.
When the day ended, it was USA 35, Bad Axe nothing. With 3 weeks left in the regular season, the last push for the playoffs was emerging. October 5th had us in Harbor Beach for a classic rivalry game with Ubley. After starting the season 0-2, Ubley was riding a 4-game win streak entering the game in Harbor Beach at 3. In a never-comfortable game, Ubley kept Harbor Beach on its toes and put 29 points on the board against a very strong Pirate defense. Unfortunate for Bearcat fans, Harbor Beach put up 43 and secured their playoff spot with 6 victories in 7 weeks. Here's what it sounded like. Sweeney rolls to his right on the keeper. He throws it into the end zone. It is caught by number 30. Curtis booms for the 2-point conversion. It is good. And now we have a 6-point game. It is Harbor Beach 21, Ubley surging 15. You're tuned to WLEW.
Anderson.
And Kraft hands it off to Derek Puffy's out to the 10-yard line to the 5 and drags his defender all the way down to the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. They go from the 29-yard line all the way in for a score. Derek Puff, a 29-yard run, finds himself in the end zone after fighting for those extra yards. It's now Harbor Beach 27, Ubley 15. That ended up being the closest any competitor came to beating Harbor Beach from that point forward all the way until the state semifinals against Muskegon Catholic Central. That should tell you something about what thumb football is all about. Week 8, October 12th, 2012. Bad Axe at Lakers. Bad Axe in the week prior defeated Memphis and Lakers had lost to Reese 30-12. In a close battle, Lakers rattled off 298 yards all on the ground. And Bad Axe with a 217-yard effort, including an 80-yard pass from Ben Braden to Matt McVay.
Braden looking to pass, rolls to his left, goes downfield, has a man open. That's number 22, Matt McVay. He catches at the 40. He has nothing but pay dirt in front of him to the 10, to the 5, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Bad Axe. A catch from number 22, Matt McVay at the 40-yard line. Brings it in and runs it into the end zone. Bad Axe strikes first. It's Bad Axe 6, Lakers nothing.
Lakers would respond with 21 unanswered points, and that was the final score, Lakers 21, Bad Axe 6. The final week of the regular season had Harbor Beach hosting the USA Patriots, USA coming into the game at 4-4, Harbor Beach at 7-1. With a USA victory, chances were high the Patriots would see postseason action gaining at 5-4, that's 5-4, but Harbor Beach had other plans.
There's a T formation and a handoff to Derek Puff. Breaks through the tackle, and he's in for his third touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now Harbor Beach 41, USA 6, with 5:56 left in the fourth quarter.
The extra point was good, making the final score 42-6, Harbor Beach.
In other final week action, Ubley beat Bad Axe 34-32 to secure a 6-win season and postseason play. Lakers beat Imlay City 41-6 to wrap up their season at 4-5. And Cass City demolished Carroll 46-0 to finish at 5-4, but was not selected for postseason play. Bad Axe finished the season at 2-7, but with plenty of future potential. Reese, Ubley, and Harbor Beach made it to the postseason play in 11-man football. And tomorrow, we will chronicle the 2012 MHSAA playoffs for you, with Ubley taking on Reese and Harbor Beach hosting the Merrill Vandals. That is going to do it for today's edition of Coach's Corner on WLIW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey.
Join us at the same time tomorrow for Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey, brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe.